First, we're less than 2 weeks away from Wisconsin's April 7th election. With the state handling the ongoing coronavirus outbreak, questions and concerns have been raised about what happens on Election Day. Now, several voting rights groups in the state have banded together to ask the government to make absentee voter ballots the norm as the outbreak continues, as a way to encourage people to vote and stay safe. Our next guests represent two of the groups involved. Shantae Nelson is the Wisconsin State Director for All Voting is Local. Shantae, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Anjali Basine is the Civic Engagement Director for Wisconsin Conservation Voices. Anjali, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Shantae, can you give us a brief overview of the letter that your coalition of groups sent to Governor Evers?
Yes, a brief overview. Basically, what we're doing is we looked at ways that we could try to make this election more accessible, of course, make it fair in the current pandemic that we're all faced with. And so what we did is just basically came together to say, these are some of the things that we felt like would make this election more accessible to those whom are in this pandemic with us. And we know with all that's going on, we didn't know at the time, but we just begin to think about the safety of an election. It may be best to turn our focus to absentee ballots.
And Anjali, what are some of the specific things that you're calling on Governor Evers and other top officials to do when it comes to making absentee ballots more of an option for people?
One of the things we asked for very specifically was that absentee ballots be mailed to every registered voter, and at the same time to extend the voter registration deadline so people online, so people have a longer period of time to be able to register, because we know people are homebound right now. And so we really want people may not have all of the tools accessible to them and all the resources accessible to them to be able to vote in ways they might have felt. You know, we just want people to be able to have a fair and safe election. And so really looking at how can we get absentee ballots to every voter.
And Shantae, that is something that might be difficult for local clerks to manage, getting those ballots out and then getting them counted. You also, though, I understand, are looking for assistance from the state to help them do that. What are you calling for in this letter?
Well, we're looking for a number of things within the letter. Of course, every registered individual being mailed an absentee ballot, but we're also looking for ways that we can make the process even more attainable. So, of course, this process of voting absentee, there are certain limitations that are based on our law, requirements, I should say, based on our law. And some of those requirements basically have to do with photo ID. We have an entirely different requirement that many people in the community don't know about. Some of even the groups that are like on-the-ground groups are very alarmed at the requirement of basically to have a witness sign the absentee ballot before it can be counted. And so just really looking at how we can help the community in a way. One, making sure that elected officials on all levels throughout every municipality is doing their best to educate voters around this process, what it consists of. It's not only requesting your ballot, but we want to make sure that that ballot is not only requested, but it's completed appropriately and it's returned on time so that it can be counted. Because when it's all said and done, yes, we want people to request their ballot and complete the ballot, but we also want that ballot to be counted within the voting process leading up to this next election.
Anjali, we've seen at least one community now, Green Bay, sue the state trying to get the election postponed because of concerns of not being able to get polling workers, not being able to vote safely. Is that something this letter, are you hoping this can come off on April 7th, but with more absentee voting?
I think our primary concern is really looking at how do we ameliorate the conditions. For us, it was really looking at how do we get every voter an absentee ballot? We know there's a number of different lawsuits at play right now. And our biggest concern is really looking at, again, how do we make this accessible, especially when we know we have some voters who don't have access to technology to be able to request a ballot online, who may be, self-isolating, maybe older with health issues. that is our primary concern right now.
We're talking to Anjali Basin with Wisconsin Conservation Voices, and Shantae Nelson is the Wisconsin State Director for All Voting is Local. They and other groups around the state and a couple national groups wrote a letter to Governor Evers and other state leaders asking for a lot more absentee ballot voting, making it available in effect to everyone in the state because of concerns about the novel coronavirus raising fears on Election Day. Shantae, are you concerned that there might be particular communities, marginalized communities in the state that might be especially affected on voting day if these accommodations aren't made?
Yes, I am. We have to think about our current condition as a state. We have a number of individuals. I'll just, you know, uncover, I guess, the elephant in the space here. I'll look at Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee alone. Milwaukee is, in my opinion, it's like the hub of Black life, Black activity. And so as a result of that, we have an entire community who may be disenfranchised based off of this particular concept. But then you go, we can go as far out as maybe Boscobel, Wisconsin, and those are individuals whom will be impacted in the same way. So this is not about race. This is not about economic status. This has impacted the entire state. Anyone whom wanted to vote within this April 7th election and had not done so before this pandemic now are faced with the same thing across the state. Either vote absentee if you have the resources and the accessibility to do so, or at this point, vote on Election Day, which at that point you have to basically risk putting your health and your life at health. You know, we have a health crisis that's going on. And so we can look at situations where we may have complications across the state, and that concerns us, which is why we looked and said, if we can get an absentee ballot within the hand of every, or with mailed, I should say, to every registered voter, we think that that is one step in the process of trying to make this election fair, accessible, and open to all whom are registered voters in Wisconsin.
Anjali, since sending this letter, have you gotten a response from any of the officials you addressed it to?
I think Shantae would be in a better position to answer that question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shantae?
No, that's fine. We have received some response, I should say. We've been notified that our letter has been received and that our voice is being heard. We've been notified that things are being worked on. We don't know what those things are, so we don't know if it's in response to our letter or in response to other things. So we have been informed that our letter has been received and that our voice has been heard. But at this moment, that was pretty much the basis of what it is that we've received as it relates to a response.
And Anjali, what are your worries if this action isn't taken about what's going to happen when it comes to voter turnout here in Wisconsin in April?
I think similarly to what Shantae said earlier, we're concerned about communities being disenfranchised. Currently, we are in the process of reaching out to individuals across the state, encouraging them to request an absentee ballot. We have about 30 volunteers signed up who are regularly texting individuals. And, you know, some of the responses we've heard from folks who don't have computers to be able to put in a request or who aren't in positions to be able to easily receive a ballot. And so, you know, we're on a case-by-case basis really trying to reach people. But, you know, as a nonprofit, we have a limited capacity and resource. And so we're really urging and looking at our leadership, our state leadership, and asking them to really think creatively while we're in this unprecedented situation to help us really allow people to be able to vote safely and have a fair process.
We'll keep watching this story. Anjali, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Shantae, thanks for being with us. Shantae Nelson is the Wisconsin State Director for All Voting is Local, and Anjali Basin is the Civic Engagement Director for Wisconsin Conservation Voices. They both join us today to talk about the consortium of voting rights groups that have called on the state to provide absentee ballots ahead of the April 7th primary amid the novel coronavirus outbreak. By the way, there are those White House coronavirus task force briefings. Today was scheduled for 4 o'clock. We are streaming those over at WPR.org. And tomorrow here on Central Time, we'll talk more about concerns about what happens on Election Day amid the novel coronavirus, responses from the state, local communities, and more.